definitely, because I watched the team for so long and the camaraderie.
Does this seem like a place you would want to make a permanent home, George?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely, because I watched the team for so long and the camaraderie, like, I kind of understand the camaraderie more than I did in Pittsburgh. Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, even what you guys do. Like, the Cowboys, it's like I said, they're known for the Super Bowl.
Right.
See what I mean? Like, that's what they're known for. If they weren't known for that, then no one would care about the Cowboys. Right. But they're known for that. Then the camaraderie of the people give that same energy because they also want to see it again. Yeah. So, like, I think I definitely understand it more here, the people more here than I did up there because I'm from the South. That's, you know, that's a whole nother deal.
Well, that part I do understand. That's George Pickens talking to G-Bag Nation, which is a afternoon show in Dallas on our brother station. That's where Jerry Jones goes on and gets grilled and then threatens the host that he's going to fire them, that station. I understand the whole, hey, Southern people versus Northern people, and one place is going to feel like home and others not. Like, I can empathize with that. We've all been places where people could be nice. It's just, it's a different kind of culture thing. I get that. The Dallas being known for Super Bowls thing is laughable to me.
Yes.
Hey, the Steelers and the Cowboys, I think they're fairly comparable in that they're discussed an awful lot for franchises that haven't won the big one in a long time. But Dallas hasn't played in a championship game since 1995, since they went to the Super Bowl and beat Neil O'Donnell and the Steelers. So get the hell out of here with that.
30 years ago.
Yes. We talked about it in the pre-show. I don't remember it. I don't remember that. I remember my mom being pissed that Neil O'Donnell's throwing picks. That's what I don't remember the picks. I remember my family's reaction. That's how long ago that was. But hey, perception is perception. It's the culture thing, though, the camaraderie that he's talking about. And you can take this where you want to go, obviously, but Najee Harris left. He goes to Los Angeles, and he talks about how there was a lack of leadership in Pittsburgh. George Pickens goes to Dallas, and he's talking about camaraderie that basically didn't exist in Pittsburgh. Guys, again, to reference this meme, it's the dude in the hot dog suit saying, oh, we're all trying to find the guy who did this. Hey, Najee, there's no leadership. Be a leader. You're a first-round running back. You went to Alabama. Like, George Pickens, like, you are the team's leading receiver. Yeah, you'd like for there to be more leaders, but pick up your end of that. Be a good teammate. Help foster some camaraderie. Like, by all accounts, and Caboli talked to us about this on Monday, Pickens wasn't chummy with his teammates. Like, he was sort of his own kind of dude, and he juxtaposed that with DK Metcalf, who wants to be involved in everything and is really trying to get to know guys and is sharing a bathroom with Aaron Rodgers. Like, these guys still haven't looked in the mirror, and I don't think they're wrong. Like, you needed more leadership than was here, but they also needed to be part of that leadership council, if you will.
Absolutely. But whenever I think about the culture statement, there's nothing more eye-opening whenever you do get a chance to go see what it's like somewhere else, and then you compare. And I think it may be a little bit deeper than being on the field and in the locker room whenever guys are talking about culture, talking about camaraderie, things of that nature. And what I take from what Najee said, what I take from what George has said, now they're with their new teams, it starts from the top. And I think that the culture starts from the top. And whenever you walk into the Steelers locker room, you look next door, and then they're sharing you don't picture the Pittsburgh Steelers sharing a facility with a college team. You don't picture this Pittsburgh Steelers, going to training camp and sharing dorm rooms with a teammate and not being able to practice in a bubble and having to go into a gym. Like, whenever you go to the Dallas Cowboys, your locker is probably like from the future.
Yeah.
That matters to guys. You know, that's different. That's a culture setter. Like, oh, we're going to do everything we possibly can to give you the most you possibly can to be the best you possibly can. And we're going to take care of you. And that's a part of the culture. It means something. If you're a Cowboy, that means that you're our family and we're going to get the best of the best. I don't know if the young players feel that whenever, like, you see that, you think that the Steelers are like that whenever you're in college and then you get drafted by the Steelers and you walk in, and you're like, oh, and then you have a chance to go somewhere else and you're like, oh, oh, this is a little bit different.
Yeah, Pickens went to Georgia and Najee Harris went to Alabama. The facilities at both of those fine institutions, Southeastern Conference institutions, blow the Steelers facility so far out of the water it ain't even funny. Now, a lot of those college facilities are better than pro facilities. Not in the case of going to the Chargers. Not in the case of going to Dallas. If those guys are talking about that, then yeah, sure.
That screams culture to me.
Because that's a commitment from the top on down. Obviously. We'll give every dollar we can spend to help you. Because yes. Everyone's got the same cap.
Right.
But we'll go above and beyond elsewhere. I don't disagree with that. I mean, shoot, dude, you brought it up. You have thousands of fans there yesterday. We're all jacked up. Pads. Here we go. First day in pads. I think I saw Bob Labriola on video wearing pads with Missy Matthews wearing pads. Everyone's excited about pads. And all these fans are out there. And you can't practice.
Right.
You go to a, what is it, a basketball gym?
Yeah.
Do I got that right? You got 90 guys plus all the coaches and trainers and everybody in the media trying to get into that gym? That's a wasted day. And I know that they're building a facility. It's supposed to be finished in November. Like, how did that happen? How can you not be ready for camp?
That screams culture to me.
I get that.
Say that. It's like, oh, this culture is different. Like, this culture is like that. This culture is, you know, this is what I thought this culture was like. This is what I know the culture to be. And now I'm somewhere else. And it's like, oh, this is a different culture. And especially a historical and tradition, you know, based program like in franchise like the Dallas Cowboys. You're like, okay, that's what I expected the Steelers to be like. When I hear the Steelers and I hear the Cowboys, those are the two top teams in the NFL. They're America's team, you know, either or. You think that whenever you get to the Steelers, it was in your mind going to be like the Cowboys. And then you go to the Cowboys and you're like, oh, okay, like this is what it was supposed
to be. It seems first rate.
Right.
Whereas the Steelers seems mom and pop.
Yeah, third world, yeah.
Yeah, and there's romance.
People probably don't even want to hear this right now and don't care. They're like, whatever, just go play football. But it matters to guys. It does.
Well, and I think it should matter to fans.
And fans, too.
Yeah. I do think it should because, again, you have radar, first of all. So you don't even need a better facility yesterday to just move the practice up 2 hours and still get your padded practice in. I mean, guys need reps. Mike Tomlin can't, out of one side of his mouth, say Roman Wilson can't play this year because he missed training camp and then say, well, it's not a big deal to miss a practice. No, it's a massive deal. You only get so many. So you could have moved it up. Didn't. Any other team in the NFL, they're just taking that thing into their IPF. Like,
but think about if training camp was held here in Pittsburgh. So say like next week it was held here in Pittsburgh. It's like, oh, well, it's gonna rain. We gotta go inside. Oh, we gotta wait till pit's done.
Right.
Can't just move the practice inside.
And they
have to wait till the college team is done so we can use the facility.
Wait, we gotta wait. Desmond Reed's running off the field.
Right.
Give it a couple of minutes. Dude says 15 more minutes, folks.
That's what I mean. You don't think of the Steelers having to deal with something like that, but then
it is totally relevant because every team again can spend to the salary cap. We've talked about the coaching staff size, it's not big enough. You're not keeping up with the Joneses there. And we've talked about the facility stuff. Every year the NFLPA survey comes out and ownership of the Steelers gets absolutely crushed. You may not, because you get the text, oh, millionaires.
Right.
You want your favorite football team to win. You should be going above and beyond to provide your football team with every ability to find an advantage wherever you can. There's no cap on how much you can spend on facilities. That comes down to how much money you're willing to spend on facilities. And folks, it ain't good here. So when Pickens talks about that, I am with you. As far as the leadership thing, like, come on, man, be a leader then. You want to be a good teammate? Go be a good teammate. Like, good teammates get other teammates to gravitate to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in radio. Like, I don't want to work with intern Dom. He is firing shots left and right, but I'll work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Good teammate, gravitate. I don't know why I took a shot at Dom there.
Right.